On a beach near San Diego, dozens of teenage boys met for the first time this summer.
Well, they get there and they get put into a team.
I didn't expect to be put into a group.
There's lifeguard drills and other games on the beach. And there's surfing, but also leadership, teamwork, service, and yoga at night.
Vroga. It's yoga for guys.
Jared Edmond is going to be a senior this year. He went back for a second year of Lucky 7 Expedition Surf Camp.
It was awesome. It's hard to get out past like where the waves are crashing, but when you like catch the first wave and stand up, you're like, whoa, this is like it's like weird. Like, feels like you're just floating on nothing.
The surfing itself is a skill that, you know, most people don't get to do, or they try to do, and whether or not the boys got up, that wasn't the purpose of the whole thing. But if you do get up, there's that rush of, wow, I accomplished something. But just being out there in the water also gives the boys a chance, and with the mentors, you're hanging out, you're waiting for the waves to come, you get to talk.
His young men's leader in his American Fork ward of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is Steve Jensen.
And yes, it's a surf camp, and yes, there's time set aside each day for surfing, but that's just kind of the backdrop to doing all these other things.
The camp started 11 years ago with Evan Rogers of Tempe, Arizona. It's for all faiths, but he started it as a way to help young men without a father or a strong role model. And now there's a camp for girls, too.
More than just going to have fun and being at the beach, but there was actually
spiritual experiences
that this is going to help them in their life right there at the crossroads of life when they need it the most.
Jarrett remains friends with those strangers he met that day on the sand.
I learned how to respect others more and how to listen more to other people and open up.
Steve says the alternative to high adventure might be difficult for other Utahns to get to, but if they can, it's worth it. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.